Welcome to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. This program is designed to teach and educate you about the history and the infallibility of God's holy word. We trust you'll find today's program challenging and encouraging. Your host, Bruce Musselman, combines many years' experience as a pastor, author, and conference speaker. Here now with today's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, it's so glad to be with you once again. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I've been hearing preachers on the television, and they've been talking about, Jesus died, and it was a gloomy day for his apostles. But then Sunday came, and it was a new day. And I was even thinking in my own case, and I've gone through quite a number of difficulties, but today the Lord's brought me out of them, and I was thinking what the Bible says. The Bible says that many are the tribulations of a righteous man, but God hath delivered them from them all. And so many times, God allows us to go through the things that He can bring us out of it. And whatever we're at right now, even if we're sick or we have really big troubles, we got to remember that the greatest is yet to come. And I want to say it over and over again, but when I look at my life, and it's a testimony, and I think it's good. The Bible says that they overcame by the word of their testimony, and I want to testify to the grace and mercy of God to myself over and over again, because I was saved when I was young, and it kept me from doing a lot of the insanity that goes on, and it is insanity that the devil and demons put on people to make their life miserable. God has kept me contented. I think of this scripture verse all the time. In my case, it says that God's blessings will come on us and pursue us and overtake us. And all I can say is that just, although I've had numbers of times big troubles, the Lord's delivered me from all of them. And then on top of it, then He's just constantly giving me blessings in my life, one right after another, answered to prayer. And I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ for being saved, being born again. And you know, we always want to repeat it, but Jesus, God is a God of love, but He is a God of justice. And every sin that you commit will be punished and paid for, but God in His love has been punished and paid for Himself in the person of Jesus Christ. And so you can meet God without any record that you've ever sinned. And the Bible adds to that, that with exceeding joy. That means incredible joy to meet Him. I tell you, it's just so, everything is, when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, is so wonderful. It's just, it's incredible. But not only that, He's given us His word. And, you know, there's a lot of Christians I hear on radio and sometimes television, but on radio mainly, and they have the Christian talk shows, and these people are so frustrated sometimes and miserable and got so many problems. But, you know, God says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And I can tell you by experience, and I'm sure many, many other people can, if you will read that Bible every day, start off the day and read it and talk to God, and then do what it says. If it says, thank God, thank Him. If it says, praise God, praise Him. If it says, witness, witness. Just do what it says. And if you read that Bible, it'll bring you peace. I mean, and if it did me, and it'll do many other people. But I want to talk about a number of miscellaneous things today. That is a number of issues that I hear people telling me that are chaotic. And, you know, I don't say this to boast, but I say this. I have spent 30 years, and I have read everything when it comes to the Bible text of criticism, pro and con, that I can get my hands on. If I hear a book on it by any kind of an author that talks about this, I have read it if I can. And if I know about it and I can read it, I've read it. And the program is based on that. And then analyzing it from this, the Bible, the scripture. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't check what I say. The Bible talks about this. Don't be simpletons or fools and just believe what anybody says. Check it out. I'm glad if you check every word that we say here on this program by any means possible. But a lot of people, I hear a lot of people on the Christian radio, and maybe they've read a book or they've heard what some teacher taught them, and they're very ignorant of the subject, and they're telling a lot of falsehood. And I'm just saying, just check out whatever we've said. And I tell you, this is 30 years. I have taught pastors, and you hear a number of them that are on the radio right now, a number of them that you're listening to that I have actually taught. And I say this because I know what I'm talking about, and I am backed up because In the past, I've been reelected over and over again as chairman, pastor of a large Baptist fellowship of pastors. So they back up what I've been saying, and it's not only that. There's people that are in agreement with me, like you take Moody and even Dr. Alfred Martin that I was taught at Moody Bible Institute. He wrote a book on it. And so, boy, some of you Bible correctors, you don't know what you're talking about. And you ought to read Alfred Martin's book, or you have another guy, a pastor that was Pastor Moody. I don't think of his name right now, but he was a pastor of Moody Church. And he was with, put out the new ASV with Lockman. And he told Lockman when the new ASV was put out, he says, "I'm afraid we're in big trouble with God." Lockman said, and I've mentioned this many times, but we should bring it up. Lockman told the pastor, Moody, he said, after I get back from my honeymoon, he says, "I'll talk to you about it." And he came back in a box. He died. This is so important. God's words are true. And the thing that just bothers me so much, and I'm going off on this, but these versions don't even agree. Not the same words and the same meanings in many, many places, and a lot of them are full of blasphemy and so on. You know what got me started on this whole thing and why this program's on here? Because I was reading a New American Standard, which is the guy that put out the Greek text was Archbishop Carlos Maria Martini. And it takes the names of Jesus out 100 times. But I was reading it one time, and I didn't have too much of an opinion at that time. And I was reading it, and it says, it calls Joseph Jesus father. And yet Jesus corrected Mary for saying that, and she was covering up, and Jesus corrected her. And I thought, what in the world is going on here? And I looked at my Greek New Testament, and sure enough, the one that we were using, it said father. But the text that has come down to us by Bible-believing churches says Joseph and his mother. And that got me investigating, and I started to read Ira Price, and the leading writers at that time was Ira Price, the University of Chicago, and Kenyon from England. And I read them, and it said it came that text that we were using, Nestle's 23rd edition, came out from the Jesuits. So I began to investigate. And you need to investigate. The Bible is, people today, even in evangelical circles, they say the Bible is the authority. But you got Bibles that don't agree. And that's why this program is here, to inform you on this subject. But you can investigate everything we say. And I hope you do, because we know what we're talking about. Well, okay, Brother Al.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and that's good. Yeah, we want to encourage people to think. You know, we don't want people just blindly following and having everything spoon-fed to them and never questioning. You know, even God said that we should reason together, didn't he? So, yes, at any rate, sir. I want to encourage everybody to check out Bruce online at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. You can follow Bruce there. You can listen to past programs. You can even find some of the resources that Bruce mentions from time to time, all at whereisgodsword.com. Well, wanted to share something here today. I was reading about the incredible increase in the number of bald eagles that we have here in the state of Ohio. And at one time, they were on the endangered species list. And I can remember when I was young, you just didn't see them. And then I can remember some of the first ones where they found some in the Cuyahoga Valley, where now we have the Cuyahoga National Park. And as the populations have increased, we're beginning to see them more and more throughout the state of Ohio and in other states. And it's really a magnificent bird if you've ever seen one, especially in the wild or soaring in the air. But in Job chapter 39, verse 27, starting there, the Bible says, "Doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off." And that phrase there in verse 29, "from thence she seeketh her the prey, and her eyes behold afar off." And we will frequently use a metaphor, something along the lines of, where they've got eagle eyes or eyes like an eagle, because the eagle is renowned for its incredible vision. And I was looking at some things in regards to eagles' vision. And what Job records here, what's recorded in Job about the eyes of the eagle beholding afar off, is more accurate than what most people realize. We consider 20/20 vision to be normal for human beings. That means you see something clearly at 20 feet. And but some people have a little bit better. They can see, say, at a little bit closer up than 20 feet. But eagles, on the other hand, instead of having 20/20 vision, their vision is estimated to be 25 or 24 vision, which means they can see 4 to 5 times farther than the average human being can. And what that means, to put it in perspective, if you were to stand on top of a 10-story building and look down at the sidewalk below you, you would be able to pick out individual ants going about their business walking across that sidewalk. Now, that's just incredible when you think about that. And that's because the eagle's eyes are designed a little bit differently than what ours are. Their retinas are densely coated with light-detecting cells called cones, much more densely packed than what humans have. And put it in another way that many people understand today, when you look at a camera, electronic cameras, they talk about pixel density. And the greater the number of pixels, the higher the pixel density, the more detailed the picture will be. For those of us who are older and remember using film, you can think of the grain size on your film. But the eyes of the eagle, they have essentially a much higher pixel density, which increases their resolving power. Another difference is that we have a structure in our eye called the fovea, which is a cone-rich structure in the back of the eye that detects light from the center of our visual field. And ours is like a little shell or a bowl, but theirs is more like a deeply convex pit that helps their eyes to act like a telephoto lens, which gives them extra magnification in the center of their field of view. And another difference there, they have about 5 times the density of the cone cells than what we have in our fovea, but they have 2 fovea. One is directed forward, the other toward the side, and this gives them precise distance perception. And when we look at that passage in Job, it says, "From thence she seeketh the prey," talking about up high, in a high place, and mounting up on high, and she spots, for instance, a bald eagle flying in the air can spot a small fish in the water, come streaking down, hit that fish, and pluck it out of the water in just moments. Well, that's because her eyes are designed to be able to not only see afar off, but to have very precise distance perception. And with the two fovea and some other distinguishing characteristics in the eye, they can correct for the refraction of bending light when it passes through air and water when catching fish. They also can see the ultraviolet light that we can't see, which allows them to see, amongst other things, urine trails and things from prey that they might be seeking. All incredible, and all that we have found out about the eagle's eyes just reflects and undergirds the truth of Job chapter 39 in verse 29, where it says, "From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off." The eyes of the eagle are incredible structures created by our Creator, God, the God of the Bible, in order to design these birds according to His purpose. And everything that God did, He said, was good.
Okay, thank you so much, brother. Boy, I love those reports. I think they're fantastic. And it's just worth listening to the program for listening to those scientific reports, and he does them so well. So thank you, brother Al. Al Davis, pastor of Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And if you live anywhere around Richfield, you ought to go there and attend the church, and I'm sure you'd enjoy the fellowship and the preaching. But I want to talk about a number of different subjects today, and I want to start off with this. You know, as Christians, every Christian needs to be informed and to vote, and you need to know what's going on. If you are listening, the problem is too many Christians are listening to the TV networks, and I was just listening today. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I'm saying that that's where they get all their information. And one of the most famous broadcasters was on television. I think it was today or yesterday, and he was pointing out that the news is controlled by a few individuals and just a handful of individuals that control these big networks. And so you're getting the opinions that they have. And if you vote, you have to vote based on information. But if the information is so limited and so prejudiced or so biased, and the word bias really isn't that bad, but I mean, if it's all biased in one direction and they take out so much information. And I am telling you that the major networks, and I'm telling you, New York Times and the CBS, NBC, and there's a list of them. They are very, very untrustworthy, and so many people are just listening to these television news. Public broadcasting is, I'm telling you, to me, it's ridiculous sometimes. When they had the last election, they made the Clintons out to be saints, and they made President Trump to be a devil. I mean, that's very typical. It's typical of so much of the media. And just a handful of people control it and give their opinions. Now, one thing I would suggest is that pastors of churches, they ought to send a magazine of some kind that they pick out that gives some kind of news. And I'll give some magazines that I'll suggest to every church member so that they can at least get some other information or give out information on a regular basis. For instance, the American Family Magazine. I think if I was a pastor, I'd send that to every member of the church. The Sword of the Lord, that'd be one. They carry news also. And Billy Graham Association Magazine. And there's a lot of the number of Christian TV networks, they put out magazines. And they tell the news and they give articles dealing with what is going on. But Christians, you need to vote, but you need also to know what is going on. Just because your grandfather was in some party doesn't mean that that party is the same thing. And do you know that, for instance, I'll give you an example of how bad it is. In the last President Obama, he put out an executive order that said anybody talking about Jesus Christ in the military was to be court-martialed and put in prison. Now, did you know that? Well, these are things that I'm talking about. And we have people in this country that are anti-Christian to the core, and they're on college campuses. They're trying to shut up Christians. So that's the first thing that I want to mention also. But this program is the authority of the Word of God. And today, evangelicalism basically says that the Bible is true, the Bible is infallible, inspired, and inerrant, and everything. But they don't have a Bible that they say that. If somebody tells me that, and they do, and they still preach that and still believe it, but say they believe that, they say, which one? So that's the question, which one? Now, the other day, here's some things people told me. For instance, you'll hear this all the time. The King James is a good translation, and the New American Standard Version is. Well, the New American Standard is not based on the same group of words. It's not based on the same text. It's based on the Alexandrian group of manuscripts, where the King James is based on the received text, and the received text came down in Bible-believing New Testament churches, and the New ASV, the Alexandrian, comes from the Roman Catholic Church and comes right from the papacy and put out by Archbishop Carlos Maria Martini. He was on the committee that made up the Greek text. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, well, there's a different Greek text for each translation that comes out. It's not made based on anybody that would be know anything about the subject knows that this is the truth. This is widely known by people, anybody that knows this, but they'll say the Greek text. Well, these differ in many, many places. And it amazes me how many people will dogmatically argue with me if I bring up the subject from total ignorance. it's just astounding. Well, don't be a fool and don't be a simpleton. You know, don't be ignorant. Know what you're talking about. Investigate. And I tell you, when I read in the New American Standard, I read in there where it said Joseph is Jesus' father. I immediately went to my Greek New Testament, and it says the same thing. It said Joseph was Jesus' father. I thought, what in the world is going on here? It said pater and mater, you know? And so I began to investigate. I checked out Ira Price, University of Chicago and Kenyon, and they both stated basically that the text came from the Jesuits, which was a Roman Catholic group to infiltrate Protestantism and overthrow the Protestant Reformation. And then I found out later that the New ASV takes the name of Jesus out 100 places, and yet evangelical leaders and preachers are promoting it, taking the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, out of that translation. Based on that manuscript of the Pope. Now, here's a place. What I'm saying is based on many books with documented evidence. There's probably maybe a half a million books out there that are backing what I say. Now, for instance, I'll say hazardous materials. You need to get on the internet and get that book. I mean, it's about 400 or 500 pages of documented evidence. It tells who put these things out. It tells what they teach. It's footnoted. And there's many other books. And don't be ignorant. And then the other day I heard somebody say, well, the King James inspired? And they said, no, it's not inspired. Well, listen, if it's scripture, it's inspired. Anything that's scripture is inspired. You know, Brother Al Davis, our co-host here, he brings this illustration, and I like it really well. If you have a glass of water, and you take that glass of water and you transfer it into another glass, it's still the same water. So if you translate the Bible into another language, it's still the same Word of God if it's translated right. Now, what about the translation? Does God guide it? Okay, what's that? Okay, Yes, if it's translated right. And so the Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable. So if it's translated, God said, Jesus said in three places in the gospel, he said he would preserve his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away. If it's the preserved word of God, then it is inspired.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. To learn more on this topic and to contact Bruce, visit his website at whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. That's whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. There you will find a vast array of resources on this topic, including copies of previous programs, articles by Bruce, and links to other recommended materials. Bruce is also available to speak to your church or organization. Again, that web address is whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the faithful listeners in this area.